National Book Award winner Bob Shacochis is out with his first novel in 20 years. The book is called The Woman Who Lost Her Soul. It's long, more than 700 pages, and it takes the reader on quite a journey as it traverses the globe and stretches over decades. Alan Chews brings us this review.
The woman of the title, Dorothy Kovacevich, later known as Renee Gardner, and then Dorothy Chambers, and sometimes known as Jackie Scott, was born the daughter of a survivor of the Balkan battlefields during World War II, who's become an American spy chief. She's a young woman of diverting beauty, terse intellect, fierce strength, a powerful libido, and hidden weaknesses. She spends several decades in an on-again, off-again love affair with her father's trade. Shacochis tells her story in great bursts of energy and scenery by a circuitous route opening in Haiti in the late 1990s. We meet the woman when she's the wife of a low-life, high-octane criminal who works for American intelligence, among other people, and under watch by a straight-arrow Montana-born American Delta Force soldier named Evel Burnett. He's ostensibly assigned to UN political reconstruction in Haiti, but when he fails to keep Dorothy safe during a nighttime roadside shooting, Burnett tries to find out the truth of her tormented and brilliant life. The narrative dives back to the Balkans and her father's childhood in the war zone, and then moves on to Istanbul, where teenage Dorothy falls in love, and her father uses her as bait in a disgusting and murderous revenge plot. A lot to hear about already, I know, and even more astonishing stuff to come as Burnett, the Delta Force soldier, discovers that truth has layers beyond layers of reality, and Dorothy appears to have more lives than one. A lot of pages here, and everyone worth reading, in this reckless, raucous, brilliant novel in quest of an elusive American heroine.
The book is The Woman Who Lost Her Soul by Bob Shacochis. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.